It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, ideas about why generations seem to be drifting farther apart and how we can bring them closer together. And so now we want to visit a place in Portland, Oregon, that is trying to do so by design.
I am the oldest person living here. I'm 91, almost 92. And basically, at the age of 80, I had pretty much lived up my retirement income. And so it was important to me to be in a place where I knew the rent wouldn't be raised.
This is Ruth Green.
And it's very important to me to be able to have children in my life. And this offered me that.
Ruth lives in a community called Bridge Meadows for families with children and seniors, where each generation looks out for the other.
We have 28 apartments for seniors like myself, and we have 9 homes for families.
Those aren't just any families. They have children who were once in foster care and now live here with a relative or adoptive parents. But they also get a small army of elders who want to be part of their lives. In turn, the elders get a community of younger families who are invested in caring for them.
And especially for me, I'm not alone. If I need to go to the doctor, I can call on 5 or 6 different people. And it's difficult to explain, but you're accepted just because you're here and the friendliness of the people here.
It takes a village. You know, I know we kind of overuse that statement, but it truly is the truth. It takes a village.
This is Dorenda Schubert. She runs Bridge Meadows and is a pioneer in the field of intergenerational living.
17 years ago, when I would say the word intergenerational, people's eyes would glaze over. And some folks have said, oh, you're social engineering things together. And I'm like, well, okay, that's a way to think about this. Mm. So you'll see young ones from babyhood all the way up to 18 wandering through our communities. You'll see parents from 30s to their 60s. And then you'll see elders being a part of the community. Townhouses for the parents and apartments for the elders. And then they all circle this beautiful courtyard. It's the green space. It's everybody's backyard.
Dorenda says all these generations living together, it's the norm in many countries, but not in the U.S.
There is a huge group of people in our country who have been separated from their families because we're able to be mobile. We're able to go seek economic betterment in other places than where we grew up, or perhaps where we grew up wasn't a great situation. And so we needed to find our own chosen family.
Bringing together a chosen family made of multiple generations, Dorenda believes it's the solution to a problem these young people are facing.
25,000 kids a year leave foster care without a family. That means they have nothing. They're 18 years old. They have no family. They have no guidance. They have no housing. They have nothing.
Here's Dorenda Schubert on the TED stage.
Now, I want you to think about yourselves at 18 years old without a safety net. Could you do it? Let's talk about what this costs our country. It costs $300,000 per kid. But what's the bigger loss? The bigger loss is their gifts that they could give to us. Their gems of wisdom, their gifts, their talents, their experiences that we could all learn from. They end up unemployed and uneducated and in poverty. And that's just unconscionable, everybody. So wouldn't it be nice if there was a place that had the open arms of elders to welcome these children home? There is.
I mean, I live very close to a number of housing complexes and looks like all different ages of people live there, but it's not intentional. What's the difference with what you do?
First and foremost, people know that the reason we exist is to support the children to live safe and abundant lives. So everybody who comes to live at a Bridge Meadows community knows this is our glue. This is why we gather. But this isn't add water and suddenly it exists, right? This is a situation in which we create opportunities for families and elders and kids to come together. So there'll be things like an evening meal that happens on some regular basis. There'll be activities in the courtyard. And over time, those relationships deepen and then people tend to flourish. It's like a circle. And then when things go awry, you have to have an opportunity for people to repair. We come with our biases. We come with our life experiences. And sometimes it's really tough. Sometimes there's homophobia. Sometimes there's racism. Sometimes there's ageism going on. So that is the importance of having therapeutic staff on hand to address conflict resolution. You know, one of the kids said, it's not always, you know, rainbows and cupcakes. And it's true. And that's okay. Because that's what real life is.
Me a little bit more. You know, we've heard the stories of being shuffled from foster home to foster home. What is the situation that makes it so important for these kids to get stability in their lives?
We've really lost a generation to drugs, methamphetamine, and now opioids and fentanyl. And so these children are ended up being in what we'd say neglectful situations because of substance abuse issues of their parents. The other reason is mental health conditions that their parents may have that have gone untreated because they don't have access to mental health care. And the third reason why children remain in foster care is because their parents cannot find adequate housing. And we know from research that all it takes is one person caring about a child or caring about any of us. And that can make the difference between making it and not making it, having a successful life or not having a successful life. One of the very, very first families to move in 13 years ago was a grandma who was raising three of her grandchildren. And the fourth one was about to be born, and the home she was living in was not large enough to take the fourth child. You can't tell a grandma you can't take this other child, right? You cannot say that. And so she found Bridge Meadows with the help of a caseworker. And that baby came home 3 weeks later, and the elders were on a mission. They were marching across that courtyard to pick up that baby, make food, pick up the house so that grandma could take showers and get ready. And then she had three other ones who needed to get ready for school and preschool and all that. And so she had this army. I called them the Grandma Brigade. She had this army who eventually became like grandmothers to these children. They cooked, they cleaned, they held the baby. And at one point I said, okay, somebody needs to put that baby down. He will not know how to walk if you all keep carrying that baby around. So y'all need to put that baby around. Now he's 13 years old. They've had two high school graduates. One of my favorite pictures is the most recent graduate standing proudly with a grin. He's just glowing with pride in his graduation regalia. And his brothers are all hanging on him, all with joy. And then these elders are holding on to him tight with the biggest grins, like, I did that. I helped with that. And now he's off to college.
So what would you like to see happen? What's the next step that you want when it comes to intergenerational living?
I would like that we all, on a personal basis, look around and say, what does my friendship circle look like? How are my people in my life of different ages? We watch the elders say to us, wow, these kids, it's really difficult to be a child. These kids have a lot of things to face that I never could think of. And you see the empathy. And then you see kids who are like, wow, it's really hard to take out your garbage when your arms and your arthritis are hurting you. I'm going to go do that. We watch ageism diminish in our communities. And we also watch relationships happen across difference. Wouldn't that be great?
That's Dorenda Schubert. She's the executive director of Bridge Meadows. There are now 3 Bridge Meadows communities across Oregon, and you can see her full TED Talk at TED.com.